Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Interns, two former production interns, sued Fox Searchlight Pictures after they said they did the jobs of regular employees on the set of the movie Black Swan, and they won. More lawsuits have followed against Gawker Media and Condé Nast. Blair Hickman, the community editor at ProPublica, is here to tell us about a new investigative intern project at ProPublica. Blair, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
So you're collecting internship stories.
That's right. We're actually collecting three kinds of stories. One is from people who've been interns in the last 3 years. One is from people who have had to change their career plans in some form or fashion because they couldn't afford to take an unpaid internship. And then we also have a form for employers, career counselors, internship coordinators, anybody kind of on the other side to share what they've seen and what they think we should investigate.
Is the heart of it that you're investigating unpaid internships as exploitation?
There are a few major components that we're sort of looking at. And one, yes, is whether companies are violating labor laws by employing unpaid interns. Another component is what kind of role schools play. And then the third component, and this is always subject to a little bit of change, but the third component is how this is actually affecting an entire generation of workers. There aren't really a lot of studies done about this, and the reports so far have been sort of top level, so we really want to take a long time to dive in.
Do you have some hypotheses, things you think you're going to find, and you're seeing if they bear out?
Well, you know, we never set out saying this is what we're going to report on, but we're definitely starting to see some trends. We've gotten almost 400 responses total to our forms. They've been up for about 2 months now and certainly accelerated a little bit after the Black Swan ruling came out. But we're starting to see certain trends.
So listeners, we want to let you know what ProPublica is doing. You can submit directly to them, but we have a few minutes to hear some stories, both as interns or from you, whether you were an intern or as a manager of an intern or interns. 212-433-WNYC. Is there any story you want to tell, or do you want to answer the question of when it's fair practice? 212-433-9692. Should interns be grateful for the opportunity? And so many are. When is it blatantly hiring unpaid labor to do the work that a paid employee could be doing? However, the Department of Labor calls for an internship to be, quote, similar to training, which would be given in an educational environment, unquote. Does that happen? Was it that for you? 212-433-9692. Or if you weren't an intern, one of the other scenarios that Blair raised, could you not afford to take an unpaid internship? And do you feel like that changed your career path compared to people who maybe had a little more in the bank or support from parents led them to maybe, you know, take that particular trip toward career success? 212-433-9692. And the calls are flooding in right away, as you can imagine. So let's take Ramona in Manhattan first. Ramona, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Brian. It's nice talking to you. So I guess I went to film school. I went to NYU Tisch, and I, through my 4 years there, did internships the entire time. I never got paid. I guess the highest thing I ever got was like $10, maybe as a lunch stipend. And now I work, I actually get, for the past year now, I've been working and getting paid to work in film. And I will say I did much, much more as an intern than I ever do now that I get paid.
And what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story, I guess it goes back to you talking about, like, worrying about having money and taking internships. When I went to school, I didn't have any sort of connections to the film industry, you know? So I was just trying to, I took internships just because I needed to, and I was worried about post-college not getting work and not being able to take internships anymore, you know, and needing to make money. So I guess I proved that you take internships and you will find work afterwards. But I totally felt taken advantage of, I will say, the entire time. And it was really hard to be in school and keep working.
Ramona, thank you for that story. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to the various strands of that. Tom in East Hanover, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
briefly, I have just kind of like the other end of the spectrum. I've noticed for a couple summers at a place that I've been for the last 3 years that there is always a group of young, bright, just great interns come in, and they are handed to our department, and they are they're the kids of the VIPs of our department, and they come in and they get paid, and we kind of make up stuff for them to do when there's days that they do nothing. I mean, there's nothing for them to do.
They do get paid. So these are the children of VIPs who are
right.
getting paid, but you don't
right.
even have stuff for them to do. So
right.
what is this really? It doesn't sound like an internship program in terms of it being a learning experience. Is it
exactly.
just...
Exactly. And in speaking to these kids, you know, I ask them, I go, so what's your major? Is this, you know, is our department your major? And they're like, no.
So why are they doing it? Why are they doing it?
That's a very good question.
Tom, thank you. So is this a strand that you hear? I mean, this certainly goes to the question of internships being more available to the privileged or the connected.
Yeah, that's definitely some of the echoes, some of the responses that we've gotten in our forms. It's one of those things where it's really hard to say definitively because no one with serious research capacity is tracking statistics on internships. So we don't actually know the demographics of interns or how many there are or how much that's changed since the 1980s or since the 1990s. But definitely anecdotally, that's what you'll hear. And I think it's just sort of speaks interestingly to changing employment relations in general and, you know, what happened to entry-level work. What does it look like nowadays? How do we define that?
Kara in Scarsdale, you're on WNYC. Hello, Kara.
Yeah, I was telling your operator that I was volunteering at a Red Cross ball, and they were auctioning off all types of things. One of the things they auctioned off was an internship
for
Condé Nast magazine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And I roughly remember it went for about $6,000, but it was just very, very wealthy people bidding on an internship for their college-age students.
What'd you think of it?
I was horrified, like absolutely horrified. I actually had to take a double take because I said, no, they're not really auctioning off an internship, and they really were. And you got to choose a couple weeks at one magazine, a couple weeks at another one, and yeah, and you got bought an internship.
Wow. Kara, thank you. And of course, we don't know, first of all, if that story is true, like we never know from any caller, but there it is, as described by Kara in Scarsdale. And Condé Nast, one of the companies being sued over the internship programs. But I have a feeling, Blair, you don't want people to come away from your project just thinking internships are bad. Rather, perhaps, that there should be standards. Like the Labor Department has standards and practices for interns and internships. I have a sheet here somewhere that maybe – I can find, but it's, you know, about how they should really be educational experiences and for the benefit of the intern. They shouldn't replace employees. They should maybe cost the company sometimes money or effort rather than providing them with the service, although, of course, often it's both. But is that kind of your point, is to help contribute to a national conversation about what internships should be in a positive sense and how there can be equal opportunity for them?
Mm-hmm. I think our goal is to really raise some questions about how we define what an internship is and also what sort of protections these unpaid interns in particular deserve, because right now when they're not classified as employees, they're missing out on a lot of legal rights that other paid employees would have, like sexual harassment protection and things.
Why
like
did
that.
The interns in the Black Swan case succeed? What was a legal question? Do you know it?
You mean what the judge ultimately ruled on them?
Right.
Yeah, the judge.
You know, we're hearing all kinds of stories of exploitive
mm-hmm.
internships,
mm-hmm.
And yet they're probably not illegal. Something was illegal here.
The judge in this particular case determined that that Fox Searchlight derived an immediate advantage from these interns' work. That immediate advantage factor is one of the 6-point tests in that DOL fact sheet that you were referencing.
Right. Department of Labor.
Yes, Department of Labor, excuse me. So in this case, that's what the judge chose to focus on. And, you know, it's interesting because it's one of the first major rulings in recent years on the legality of unpaid internships. And I think we're seeing that reflected in the number of cases that have been filed recently. And whatever those judges end up ruling is going to contribute to the dialogue on this.
All right. Well, we will have to leave it there for today. Interns, apply for a paid internship and share your stories on ProPublica.org. Blair Hickman is the community editor at ProPublica. You want to tell people anything else about how to submit?
I think you covered it. Go directly to ProPublica.org/internships, and you can see all of our work in the area so far and how you can get involved.
All right. And come back when you have some findings, and we'll dig into them, okay?
Sounds good.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we will invite calls from firefighters to pay tribute to the 19 who died in that Arizona outdoor blaze. We will also explain those unusual conditions that caused even that elite, highly skilled firefighting crew to perish. Stay with us.